All right, Coach, day one of the books, good and bad. But you started off well. Lenny doing well, and the vault got you kick-started with some points there.
Yeah, it started out great. The only problem this morning was I have never been to a straight track meet where it was 52 degrees when we started, and the wind blowing like it was. It was cold this morning. Not like it ever really warmed up a ton. Good for the distance people, for sure. But, yeah, this morning started out great. You know, Lenny, we were super happy to have her come back this year, and she vaulted well. She did a great job. She competed. You know, the cold did affect him a little bit this morning. And she stayed with it, you know, went 10-6, which is 2 inches off her best. And she came out with that fifth place, which was super exciting for us because, you know, we had some people that were competing that maybe didn't compete as well as they have in the past. And we know it just depends on the darn year when you're here because, you know, last year Hannah Crow goes 11 foot and doesn't place. And this field just wasn't quite as tough because a lot of those girls were seniors. And if you look at up and down the competition today, you know, the girl that was supposed to go 13 or has gone 13, you know, she only went 11 and didn't win the event. And so, you know, those things just happened. But it was super exciting for Lenny, her senior year, to be able to medal for us in the vault.
Tomorrow relay, I know, gosh, they wanted to run faster. Six seconds difference, but very, very, very fast teams in that one.
It was. Good teams. We knew it coming in. You know, we came in with the fastest time, but, you know, two teams had ran faster during the year. We just didn't quite have the race that we wanted to have. You know, fifth place is great. We'll take that. I think that's the highest we've placed in the last few years. It's just that we had the potential, obviously, and the ability to run just a little bit faster than that. And that's kind of what we wanted to see. And so hopefully, because, you know, we switch one person out, and that's our mile relay tomorrow to end the meet. And so hopefully they can bounce back and run their very best of the year in that. Because then you continued, and, you know, the rest of the day, everybody that ran was on that 2 mile relay.
Chile in the hurdles again. It's very fast field. You got to run fast, and she got in the 15s, but just some faster kids ahead of her.
Oh yeah, and Jaylee came back after that 2 mile relay, and you know it's still a back to back thing that I think is super difficult. And she still ran under 16, which was great. She ran just a little bit faster earlier, but she ended up running under 15, so that was good. Just didn't have the shot of making finals with that. Would have had to run in the low 15s to do that.
Paige Borden, of course, very fast, open quarter. Tough field of competitors right there, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was a tough field. And if she would have ran her very best of the year, that 58.9 or whatever she ran, which I think it was what it was, she would have ended up ninth. It's just the final heat, and without having, you know, prelims in that, that's great for the athletes, but, you know, the fastest, you got to be in the fast heat generally to place. So she still ran well. Going into it, she got third in her heat, and that was, you know, going into that final heat, that was the three, so she got 11th in that, which was great for her. Still ran a decent time in that for today after running a decent split, and she ran a decent split in that 2 mile relay along with Emma Kappel.
And then Bryken just got finished up. Watched her on the 3,200 meter run, and of course, you're down here in Class B is very, very tough.
Oh yeah, and when you're down here in the 2 mile, it is tough. And you know, you look at our district, and we knew looking at the teams coming in or the kids coming in from our district that we were not sitting really even in the top 20, and we kind of finished that way, which is okay. They made it down. That's the exciting part for them. The Gothenburg girl from our district ended up placing in the 2 miles, so that was exciting for her. So we do have some positive things for sure coming out of our district, and you know, we will try to get everything figured out tonight and reload for tomorrow and see what we can do because we start off bright and early again with the high jump with Halia Beavers and then come back and start with Paige in the 800, and then we run the 4x1, and then Emma in the sixth or the mile, Jaylee in the 300 hurdles, and then cap off the day with the last event, and we're in the fast heat along with two other district teams, so hopefully we can actually, all three district teams, pick up a medal tomorrow in that.
You can end this your final state track and field meet on a good note, couldn't you?
We can end it on a good note, and you know, for a while when we were there, I said it becomes kind of a you know, happy, sad, frustrating thing at the end when we know we can run a little bit faster and have during the year and don't do it here. So, you know, maybe I'm not that bright when we get down here to state and we don't have quite figured out how to keep everybody at their peak performance. But we tried some new things this year and we thought they were going to work, and maybe they did, and we just don't know it yet. And so, you know, it's just, it's something that it's after school's out, you know, just a little bit different atmosphere this year. But the facility's great. And yeah. Thanks to, obviously, everybody that gets everything ready and you coming down and reporting for everybody.